Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friendos. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090. Sirius, all the places, all the stuff, all the things. It's us. I am Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at Is It Welsh. That over there, that is Scott Bogman, who you can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. What a fantastic sports weekend. All the basketball players are not playing because of COVID. We do have a little bit of football. Who knows if baseball will happen? Things are going swimmingly.
Boy, you know what's in a great mood, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I'm about to bring you down to my level, Bogman, because what more could Bogman have asked for in this week than Dwayne Haskins going and doing a workout for the Steelers? And then to top that little cherry off, let's bring in Hugh Jackson to potentially run the offense for the Steelers. Could things be better? The gift for 2021 to get Haskins and Hugh Jackson. Mwah!
I mean, what is happening right now? Like I want to lose $100 so bad right now.
What are they doing? This is your nightmare.
By the way, like I saw announced last week that Matt Canada is going to be the new OC, and Canada's kind of a hot name. Ooh, he was the QB.
He was
QB's coach for us last year. So, he does absolutely sound like a wrestler.
And could you, if the offense stutters, could you use a South Park, the blame Canada?
Yeah. Oh, God. Already with the dad jokes.
At least I would rather do.
I talked to you for 3 minutes before we started. Angriest I've seen you all of 2021. Dude, you got to compartmentalize. You're getting mad at me about my microphone, and I know you're not mad about this. So at least that is putting a smile on your face. And also our boy Bubba, who I'm going to talk to in hour three, of course. I hadn't even woken up yet today, and I see the goddamn tweets from him. Like, oh, look, the Steelers are really going all in. He had one for Haskins and for Hugh Jackson.
I was going to do the same. I saved it for here. I saved it for radio.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, appreciate you, Welsh.
The Dwayne Haskins one, even though it was a joke, we all believed that was just, it was a match that was going to be made in heaven. But the Hugh Jackson one, that is a gift.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
From the football gods to come down. Let's talk about that. And, you know, frankly, there's a lot of quarterback jobs to be had because there's quarterbacks that are retiring. Could Ben be the next in the line of guys that are going out? I don't know. We got football. We got gambling. We got baseball. We get it all. Don't go anywhere in this league. 3 hours right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready?
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That's where you can join up with the audio universe that is in this league. It's Bogman, it's Welsh, and it's a whole bunch of our most awesome listeners. The lizard people. The lizard people that enjoy us. They exist on our Patreon where we have got ranks, all the ranks that you can imagine on baseball, more football stuff coming up. We've got GroupMe rooms where it's like, you know, younger people, Discord and stuff like that, where you can hang out. And we've even got our comedy secret shows. We just dropped a brand new one just the other day, and you can go listen to that. I think we're closing in on 100, though we've done over 100, but we've done some movie ones. It's good laughs. It's uncensored, and it's all the stuff and all the things. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Support your boys and join up with the audio universe. You're dying to get something out.
When you talked about the lizard people, it made me think of that episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine when the prisoners got out, you know, the one that Marshawn Lynch was in. And yes. And the lady kept drawing the sewer top and speaking in a foreign language, and they had no idea what it was. And she's like, no, I got a Chelsea Peretti was like, no, I have a witness right here. And he's like, OK, so you guys all know that there's a race of lizard people that control us with their hormones that live underneath the sewers. And then the captain goes, this guy's a wackadoo. Gina, get your wackadoo out of here. Like, that's immediately what I like. Anytime I hear lizard people now, I think of that dumb scene. It's so funny.
I want to do the voice, but I can't do the Alex Jones voice or anything like that. It'll
oh, yeah, yeah. Don't want more here. Bad iTunes reviews because yeah. You made fun of Alex Jones.
Well, no, I don't care about that. My voice hurts. I can't do that. If I go and do the voice, I'm already having vocal cord issues. If I do that, I'm just going to be out. Then the lizard people win. And that's the problem.
Of course,
we're going to let them win or anything like that. So Dwayne Haskins, hilarious.
I actually don't even care about Dwayne Haskins that much. Like, if you want to bring the guy in on the Steelers are going to have so little cap room. I mean, they can't sign him until they figure out what the cap is going to be for 2021, because there's been talk about it potentially going down to around 175 is the lowest it can drop. This year it's at 198.2. The projection was for it to be over $200 million.
Why would it drop?
Because of all the COVID stuff and no one having fans. So, no.
I mean, that's just such cop out revenue bullcrap. But
I expect it to stay just at the exact same. I think they're just gonna not raise it, but I don't think they'll lower it either, because so many teams would be totally hosed if the salary cap drops down to 175. I mean, I think, you know, listening to Steelers podcast, because now I'm angry about them, so I listen to them. The Steelers would have like 33 players under contract. They'd have to cut some big names.
Let's talk about Hugh Jackson, though, because, like, I mean,
yeah. Anyway, Haskins. Yeah, real quick though, Haskins. Well, take a flyer on him. You know,
No. And I agree.
Fine. I'm not mad about him, but the Hugh Jackson stuff.
I do want to. I actually kind of want to come back to Haskins, because I think there's a placeholder for him in this conversation. But the Hugh Jackson one, I mean, it was instant. It was instant anxiety. Like, you know what it was? It was when, whatever this was, 12, 13, 15 years ago, when the Niners were looking at Dennis Erickson, and I was just like, what? And then all of a sudden he has a job and you're like, what? And then I think just recently wasn't it the Eagles or someone was looking at Adam Gase as their offensive coordinator? And you're like, no, don't do it. The same exact feeling to Dennis Erickson, to Adam Gase, I imply to Hugh Jackson, because Hugh Jackson, maybe the get back to the coordinator roots. I mean, Mike Singletary was a horrible NFL coach, but he still can get it done working with linebackers defensively, you know, being a full-on defensive coordinator. We'll see. Plenty of coaches have bombed out as the head coach, but you get back into a coordinator situation, they can run an offense. Hugh Jackson, to me, is not the game has moved past where him going to the Steelers, in my eyes, is hilarious. In your eyes, has to be an absolute nightmare.
Well, here's the reason it is an absolute nightmare is because what do you do if something happens with Tomlin? Like if Tomlin just bails, like let's say you hire Hugh Jackson as your OC and Tomlin says, you know, I've had enough. I got to retire. There's health reasons. There's whatever reason it is. I don't see the Steelers firing a head coach because it's just not something they do.
And so, who do they go to?
Who just ruined the Browns? Like, what are we switching spots with them now? Like, you lose to them in the playoffs at home. You know, Ben's going to be gone at some point. And does Ben leave if Hugh Jackson is the new OC too? So there's so much of that stuff that goes on. He had his shot, right? He had the Raiders first. He had the Browns after that. Neither one of those teams were any good. So I just don't understand why you would want to make this move right here. It doesn't make sense to me at all.
It doesn't make any sense in my mind.
It's like Marvin Lewis getting interviews. You know, like you saw Marvin Lewis not win a playoff game in his entire tenure with the Bengals. Why would you want him to be like for him to be, you know, a special assistant or whatever he is to Herm Edwards at ASU? Okay, fine. First of all, it's a college program. Second of all, you know, he's not involved in the day-to-day. He's like a special assistant. He was DC. Now Antonio Pierce is going to do that, which is kind of a cool story, but whatever. But anyway, you're not going to put that guy in charge of your billion-dollar franchise when you've already seen him go to a team and wreck it.
You know, so what's interesting?
It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I actually look at Jackson and I just go, I think he'd be better suited as a head coach, to be honest with you, because there are plenty of head coaches that can put their hands back and they put it all into their coordinators. They can put it into the coordinator's hands. They can run the offense. Yeah, no, we're going to talk about that in just a second. And they put it in the coordinator's hands and then they're just kind of a manager. And I think that's better suited. When you're a coordinator of an offense, you are the brain trust and brain force of the offense, unless there's a head coach that says, well, I'm going to take over the duties and, you know, I'm Adam Gase and I'm going to just wreck this and, you know, tear this into the ground. You know, there's that situation. I don't see how innovative that can work. And Hugh Jackson would be, and I don't mean to make this all about the Steelers, but there's two interesting things going on there. He would be an epic disaster. And the Steelers have officially, by the way, made that first one a thing. As the Steelers are planning to sign Dwayne Haskins, he's meeting with the coaches. We're doing this a tiny bit earlier than you're listening to it, but as we're recording this, he is meeting with the coaches. You know, we don't know where. It could be at a formal restaurant or it could be at a Dippy's booby bar. I don't know where Haskins is wanting to do the stuff. Maybe he's showing them how the wrist can flick. And they're like, throw us a pass. And he's like, boom. They're like, no, don't make it rain. Throw a pass. Haskins is now part of the Steelers. And this goes to the next question. It's a bigger question because people don't need four segments of us talking about the Steelers. This isn't the Angry Bogman podcast. Is we've already gotten two big reports. I mean, the game is going to change for anybody that's paid attention to it for the last 15 years. Two massive players, hilariously, by the way, one caused the other to go out. First off, Drew Brees is finally retiring. And that was a big one. And what's hilarious is Philip Rivers was one of the reasons that the Chargers were comfortable letting Drew Brees walk. And at that time, I believe it was the Dolphins that were courting him and they decided to go with Don.
Dolphins, almost. That was the Saban Dolphins. Like, we almost got Nick Saban to stay because Drew Brees would have been there. He wouldn't have been at Alabama. And by the way, people forget Rich Rodriguez was Alabama's first choice to take that job when he was so good at Michigan. I mean,
literally, can you imagine? Drew Brees could have changed the course of college football history and
just
football.
All of football.
Just right? all by football. simply, well, really, the Miami Dolphins could have changed it. We should go with that. By the Miami Dolphins simply going and making the move to get Drew Brees, they decided not to. They went with the athletic Dante Culpepper, and that didn't work out. Drew Brees signs with the Saints, but the guy that replaced Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, also retiring. That's two big quarterbacks in the pantheon of NFL history, especially in our last couple years. Great quarterbacks are leaving. It leaves another.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Your big question, is Ben gone? And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. The Steelers, signing Dwayne Haskins means nothing to Ben. Whatever they had to do, they needed to bring in a quarterback. But Roethlisberger's not getting any older. They could be changing offense. They're bringing another quarterback.
Well, he is getting older. He's not getting any younger.
Yeah. Well, okay, thank you. Well, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm going to lose 100.
Well,
we're going to break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITL.
Welcome back, friendos. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid and all the other places. Thank you for listening. And of course, you guys can find us anywhere that podcasts are. I say that, though. I think the Sports Grid on Spotify has been a little spotty. I got to look into that. But try some podcast apps. You can find all of our shows. Apple, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen. Not just this show, but of course this show, all the others, ITL baseball, football, basketball, Prospect One, college football, the Fantasy Black, I mean, everything we got going on, you can find on the podcast app. So make sure to subscribe today. And if you're over on the iTunes, give a little rate and review. No harm, no foul. And as long as you know, do it positive, give like 5 stars.
Right.
Be like, 5 stars. I love this podcast and I love Bogman's love of Hugh Jackson. That should be the next review.
I mean, that's also going to happen, which is so annoying. Like, I really don't want Hugh Jackson. The Dwayne Haskins stuff, I'm fine with. It is a little annoying, but I'm okay with it just because I dislike Mason Rudolph so much.
So let's talk about that. On the other side of the break, we were talking about, you've already got two massive retirees, two big exodus points in the NFL of Drew Brees gone from the Saints. They're going to, you know, give the reins over, I'm assuming, to Taysom Hill. And Colts done. That'll be Brissett or a quarterback they bring in or whatever they end up doing. There's a third one that's looming out there. It doesn't seem as likely in Ben Roethlisberger, but you're coming off of, and I have to imagine the reason it doesn't happen is there's so much that's left on the table unfinished, but there's been a lot of turmoil. There's potentially some changeover, and the Steelers, for the first time, If I could do, I think this is my Frozen in the first time.
Oh, okay.
Forever. They need a backup quarterback. That's what they have to do. They have to look at the future. And they, ironically, they're starting with Dwayne Haskins, which they're going to look to the side of his
insanely stupid nonsense of unmasked strip clubs out when you're fighting for a playoff. I mean, just huge dummy. He's a big dummy. And they're going to bring in him to leader of men, Mike Tomlin, and probably Hugh Jackson. It just looks
No, stop that. Hugh Jackson is not getting hired by the Steelers. He got an interview, right? So he gets signed. But I don't think it's going to happen, though. I think Matt Canada gets that job.
So when Hugh Jackson gets it, we'll come back to this. But sure, what do you think the likelihood of Roethlisberger signing and joining the ranks of Drew Brees and Philip Rivers for this offseason?
Retiring?
What did I say?
Signing.
Retiring. God, my brain.
I don't think he's going to retire, but I think that the Steelers are clearly worried about it, you know, or maybe they're not worried about it. I'm not sure. It's one or the other, because I think Haskins does a couple things. Number one, Haskins is talented, right? So he was a first round pick. He made a bunch of bonehead decisions. Ron Rivera clearly couldn't stand him. So you bring him in, and it's exactly what you're thinking, Welsh, is Mike Tomlin is a leader of men, and he's going to straighten this guy out. Well, I don't know how much I buy into that, you know, because Juju is a complete mess, and it took until week 11 or 12 for Tomlin to have to acknowledge all of this dancing on the logos nonsense. And Chase Claypool went out and spattered off about the Browns a bunch right after we lost to the Browns. So there's already a little immaturity in this locker room. Now, Juju could be gone, so it would be Claypool in his nonsense, which Claypool already did apologize for the things that he said. It's funny, you know, Claypool says all these things right after the game, and he's so angry and all that stuff, or a couple hours. I think he was, you know, on his Twitch or something the night after the loss, or the night, you know, a couple nights after
maybe
loss.
Playing Kiss of War or something.
Yeah. Maybe playing something completely terrible. And so he was on there, and someone said, well, the Browns smoked you or whatever. And he said, oh, whatever, they're going to get waxed next round, so it doesn't matter. You know, and then it clapped. Right. And then the other thing was, he said something else too. I can't remember what the other thing was.
Doesn't matter.
But anyway, there's immaturity in the locker room already, and then you just add more immaturity. So I kind of don't get it. It could mean that they're worried about Roethlisberger retiring. It's either that, which is definitely a possibility, or they really don't like what they've seen from Mason Rudolph. And obviously, Duck Hodges is nothing.
And Josh Dobbs is nothing. Well, that's what I'm curious about, is because, like, you want competition, and he showed some talent, and he's young enough. And, you know, I think a coach could justify being like, yeah, he was stupid. He made a bonehead move, but you know what? He didn't go and get a DUI. You know, he didn't do any of those type of stuff. This was a really bad decision, and this is not something that should knock him out. But
I mean, there's plenty of guys who made bad decisions early in their career, Ben.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Steelers love giving bad decision quarterbacks all the chances. Mike Vick, Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, that doesn't hold them back. But my question also goes to, do the Steelers, so just do a quick answer on this. Do the Steelers need to address a quarterback position? Don't think about Dwayne Haskins in the draft.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. This is what I'm getting at. If they need to, where the organization is heading and where Roethlisberger and how many years he has left, if they need to address a quarterback position in the draft, you've had Mason Rudolph, you have Dwayne Haskins, you've got to address it. Does this mean something bigger for Roethlisberger? Is this, they got Roethlisberger for another year, they want to see what they got in Haskins as the backup, but presumably when Ben has to wear a cast during a game and miss his usual one or two games, and then they want to have a rookie to be the third quarterback to groom? Or is this an insurance policy because Ben is incredibly unsure of what is going to happen, and the Steelers might have to go into this next season with Dwayne Haskins, Mason Rudolph, and the rookie that they pick up in the draft?
Yeah, I think that it's because they are worried about Ben. I mean, look, they thought Ben was definitely coming back 100%. And because he said he's going to come back already, he said, my contract goes through 2021. If the Steelers want me, I want to be back. So I think they're assuming he comes back, but they got rid of his OC. Randy Feitner was his guy, and he's gone. And Marquise Pouncey, his best friend on the team, retired immediately after the game, which it's past time for Pouncey to go. You know, Pouncey's amazing. I love him as a center, but his best days are far behind him. So, yeah, I think they do have to worry about.
I always liked what's how Pounce. I always liked Pouncey's defense of Aaron Hernandez. That was always fun. I always like how much they.
I don't think he defended Aaron Hernandez. Did he?
They would wear hats and they were just like wrongly accused and just no.
I mean. I didn't like any of that stuff. Obviously, when you see the Aaron Hernandez doc and both the Pouncey brothers are there and stuff, like they played together at Florida and they became buddies and all that stuff. But, you know, to me, it was I think the Pounceys are wannabe gangbangers and Aaron Hernandez was a gangbanger. So, I mean, that's just kind of what it was. So, but
he's
anyway,
he's gone. All his friends are dead.
All his friends are dead. They're all gone. Like who's the, I think, David DeCastro is the longest standing offensive player with him now. So, Ollie Villanueva has been around for a while too. So they're buddies, but, I don't think he's great friends with Juju. I mean, I love that NFL memes where Pouncey and Roethlisberger are sitting on the bench crying after the game. And then Juju walks up to say something and someone said, y'all want to play squads on Fortnite tonight or whatever it is, you know? And I was like, God, that is probably exactly something that he said too. Like, it's just unbelievably ridiculous. So I don't know, you know, the Steelers are, there's a lot of turmoil going on right now. Pouncey's gone. What's going on with Roethlisberger? The OC is changing, bringing in Haskins. Juju's probably gone too. So, there's a lot of stuff up in the air at this point.
Obviously, what Haskins does, I think, is he just provides the insurance of the other quarterback. They can get Mason out of here, get Duck out of here. We don't need any of that. They go with Roethlisberger on the 1 year. Haskins gets them by as a more serviceable option if they're in trouble. They clearly, by the way, they could clearly see that they were behind the eight ball when Ben was out. Haskins allows them to not be as much. You hope the Steelers are, they love, their favorite thing to do is just take big 300 pounders and not, you know, get the, and then take a wide receiver in the fifth round who becomes a superstar. But you hope they address that quarterback position earlier so it can be, he can be groomed and not have to play whatsoever this, this coming year. And that's probably what ends up happening. The quarterback position is in turmoil in the NFL. Haskins dicey around Roethlisberger, and it leads into the other big, huge, massive piece of this offseason that I don't know how it's going to finish. And we're going to talk about that. We can talk about it here for a minute, but into the other side. And it has to do with Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson, this would have been someone I would think the Steelers would want to be as aggressive as possible. There you go. No cap room. Also, if the Texans were to actually move Deshaun Watson, they probably want to get them over to the NFC. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, are they going to care? They're going to want the biggest return possible. They're going to want an
a lot of Jets
return.
Rumors. There a lot of Jets rumors.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of teams out there. Dolphins rumors have been there with Tua. So you would think that would be something they'd look at, but Deshaun Watson and his unhappiness with the Houston Texans is huge and massive, and there are rumors across the board. Even my team is involved in it. So Bogman, let's spend the next break talking about just this, because you've got Watson. We need to talk about the viability of him out. Sean Salisbury, who, by the way, who covers who's on radio in Houston, which I didn't even know about, he was on a podcast of a guy that, you know, we had listened to for a long time, and really went off about the Watson situation and had some really damning things to say. So you've got Watson in the viability of him traded, how locally they're felt, and then the rumors, because there are teams that are tied to them. And there's some pretty interesting ones. We'll talk about Deshaun Watson, and we've got our picks. We've got our DFS all coming up. So friendos, don't you go anywhere. More In This League right around the corner, right here on Sports Grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back, friends. In This League, I'm Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. On Twitter, at @IsItTheWelsh and Bogman Sports. If you guys like ITL, you can check out all of our great merch. The sign logo, the podcast logos. We got Fat Lance. We got Boggs Jr. Prospects Assemble. All of it lives at our Teespring store. Teespring ITL store. Put what I just said into the Google machine instead of me trying to give you the ridiculous URL. Just go Teespring ITL store. Come right up. Click on it. You can check out all of our fun stuff. And you can pick up some ITL swag today. Little hoodie, little long sleeve shirt, little t-shirt, little mug, whatever you got. Some stickers. We got all of it. Support ITL today. Do it. And we will... be like super thankful. Be like, hey, bro, thanks, man.
Thanks, you rock. Bro.
You rock. Someday.
Appreciated, dog.
My goal someday is to see some like ITL in the wild. That'll be
someday.
What do you think would be
gonna get easier?
What's that? Be cooler if you saw In This League gear in the wild, or someone stopped you because you were wearing it and was like, oh, In This League. That's awesome. Which, what would be cooler to you?
I don't know. So this is, we were just talking about having a glass half empty, situation here. Like, I could just imagine myself, like, someone's like, oh, cool, In This League shirt. I'd be like, oh, hey, I'm actually Bogman. And they'd be like, oh, so you know the Welsh. Like, I feel like that is what would happen to me if I was wearing, In This League stuff. But that is something that's so dark and ridiculous that I feel like you would have thought it up, and you would have said, like, in this, you know, you're wearing your In This League stuff, and someone came up to you and you would have been like, well, actually, I'm the Welsh. And they say, oh, you know, Bogman, right? Like, yeah. That's something I feel like you would have come up
with. Yeah, that's so weird that you would think that. There's two things I would think that would happen. One would be, I'd be like, oh, I'm actually part of In This League. I'm Welsh. And I feel like they would go, where's Bogman? That's what I would think. I go, where? Or here is the other one. They go, oh, cool, In This League. And I'd be like, oh, I'm actually the Welsh. And they go, who? And then that would be, that's more of what I think would happen. And they'd just be like, oh,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they were saying In This League, they would have to know Bogman and the Welsh. I mean, come on. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It would just be like, I would just assume that if they saw me, I wouldn't be their favorite person on the show. So who knows? So.
Yeah, they would just be like, they just think we're something completely different. Remember that time Howard Bender said, he's like, oh, I love Outside the League. Yeah. We're like, hey, it was a total mistake because we love Howard, but it was just like, no one actually knows us. We're just this, like, we're yeah. Like, you know, I was describing, we have all these GroupMe rooms, and there's even like secret GroupMe room. What does it say? Can you give this letter that I carry in my pocket at all times to the Welsh? Yeah, that's what someone would say, 100%. But we have like little secret, you know, GroupMe rooms inside of our GroupMe rooms. We're like a secret sports podcast for the real podcast. Like when people think the mainstream people, they go like the big podcast, and then like the inside head people still aren't going to think of us. Like people just don't think of us. So we're like the niche of podcasts, of
right
sports podcasts.
That's right. You have to go down the rabbit hole to find us. But then when you do, hopefully you like us. So
hopefully you do. Deshaun Watson may or may not be back with Houston. If he has anything to say about it, he will not. And something that was really interesting, because there's a lot of rumors out there. So there was a guy, a big radio guy who was canceled. And then we had listened to him on some other stuff. And he started back up a podcast, and he does sometimes talks about sports, sometimes doesn't, and because he'd been fired. And he had Sean Salisbury on the show. Salisbury, which I got to admit was great, because
he was really good.
He just unloaded, and he was just like slowly starting to cuss a little bit and talk about the situation, and then he was really getting into it. And they were talking
Salisbury, by the way, did he have a Jared Porter moment at some point?
I think he might have. I think I know what you're talking about. I definitely think, you know, something like that. Like Sal, yeah, it is some issues. So, you know, two of each of them, you know, one of those things, like two peas in a pod at that podcast. It was just it's all good.
They've both been canceled, right?
but Salisbury was going on about how great Deshaun Watson is and how elite, and to the lines where he says, if you're starting a franchise, it's Mahomes, then Watson. Like that's how he views if you're starting this franchise. Now, beware, he's on radio in Houston and stuff like that. Right. But he gets to this point where he says there is no way Houston should trade Deshaun Watson. There's nothing that they're going to do that should trade. Even if they do trade Deshaun Watson, he would himself walk to the city he gets traded to for charity, and he would go down to the Texans headquarters and punch the owner in the face. He said all of this stuff.
I mean, he was being sarcastic.
He was being sarcastic, but he was making it so hardcore that you do not trade Deshaun Watson, especially with all the bad stuff that happened with the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Yet at the same time, Watson wants out. He wants out of there. I mean, I think
he can't blame him either.
Didn't he say like, I'm not coming back?
He hasn't gone quite that far yet. But there is a growing sense, like a lot of GMs and people around the league think that he's done with Houston, and they'll have to end up trading him because he's going to cause so much of a stink. But this is the thing, is I think that Sean Salisbury is right, that if you have a guy like Deshaun Watson, you don't trade him. You just don't do it. You know, I mean, and he even made the reference to Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford was not. He's not a Deshaun Watson level. He's not an Aaron Rodgers type of a guy, but he's a good, really good franchise level quarterback. And the Lions haven't let him go forever. So when you get a guy that is good enough to be at the helm of your franchise for a decade or more, you do not let that guy go or let him walk.
Unless that guy is done with the organization.
But they have screwed it up so much with him that I think that the people that think that he's right, that he is gone, I think they are right, because I don't think this is a salvageable relationship that you can make work. And the reason is because, you know, McNair, the owner of the Texans, went to Watson and said, you are going to be involved in the head coach and GM search, both of them. And then he went out and hired a new GM without talking to Watson at all. Now, you don't have to involve Watson in your process. You're the owner, so you can do whatever you want. But don't tell the guy. You're going to let him be involved in the process, and then don't involve him at all. Deshaun Watson also said that he wanted Eric Bieniemy to get a look at the head coaching job, and he was the last guy he's the most recent interview, I think, that they've done for that head coaching job. Now, a lot of people, including myself, think that they're waiting to give him that job until the Chiefs are bounced out of the playoffs or after the Super Bowl, however it'll work. But, you know, you have to start right now salvaging this relationship. If you do not want Watson to go, you got to let him be involved in the decision-making. Let him be involved in all the stuff now, because you've screwed it up. Now, if that's not something you want to do with your franchise, then don't do it. You got to trade him.
You do, but I think it's done. Yeah, I do, but it's done. Yeah. They traded Hopkins. They decimated this team. They made bad moves. They didn't involve him. I think it's done. And I know the team doesn't want to, and teams have come back. I don't think they're – now, I agree with you. I think Bieniemy does get the gig, and that's what we're waiting on. They're the last after the Eagles just signed Sirianni or whatever his name is. So they got that locked in. Bieniemy is probably going to get that gig, and that helps. And ultimately, organizations are going to do everything they possibly can to stop a move. And Bieniemy, solely, Bieniemy is the guy that could save Watson from leaving and could be a Houston hero, because if he comes in and the team gets off of this is what's horrible about it. If he comes in and Watson is done and they move on from Watson, I mean, at this point, if I were Eric Bieniemy, I wouldn't want to take the job unless I had a guarantee that he's staying, because you're going to become a scapegoat. But he can be a Houston hero in this process if he comes in and can make the promises that Watson is hoping for.
That could be something too that they're waiting on, because you know you got to see what's going on with Watson. And I don't think Bieniemy is allowed to talk to Watson right now until you know his contract is up with the Chiefs.
You're right about that.
There's tampering stuff that goes on with that.
But what's interesting about that process is like, they could, you know, again, maybe the Texans communication, they could have said like, hey, listen, like we're going to bring this guy in. We really want him. But they didn't, they waited to like do all this really late and they let Watson get pissed and go out, you know, into public and start saying stuff. And it's not a good look. So here's the question. So we're not doing another whole segment on Watson is do you think he gets traded? And what do you think about the rumors? Here are the rumors that I've heard. The Miami one has been the biggest one, where it would be Tua, a first round pick, something for Watson, and Tua goes to Houston. We've heard the Jets, which I've heard like four first round picks, two this year, two the next year. And I've also heard the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers blogs are going crazy with this, where it would be Garoppolo, a first, and probably some other stuff that would, and there seemed to be a lot of connections. And even Salisbury talked about that rumor with Garoppolo coming, because it kind of helps both teams.
Yeah, Kasseri, the GM for Houston, had Jimmy G in New England.
So. Yeah, so there's a lot of connections. Those are the three biggest ones. Do you think Watson gets, well, first off, which one do you buy the most?
I buy the Jets one, because you get to pick your quarterback that's after Lawrence at that point, if there's a quarterback that you really like. So I think there's a lot of decision making that still has to go into this move. But I like the Jets one the most, because if you love Zach Wilson or Justin Fields, you go get them. And then you have stuff on top of that. But I'm actually with Salisbury. I don't trade Watson. I don't. Yeah,
that was the other question, is do you even bother trading him?
I wouldn't do it, but I think that the relationship might be just way too fractured at this point, and you have to do it. So I think the Jets trade is going to offer the most upside.
Someone needs a meme of Princess Leia and R2-D2, and it goes, "Help us, Eric Bieniemy. You're our only hope." That's the only way that Watson's going to get this fixed. Don't go.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Anyway, we got to take a quick break or end out hour one, finishing up this convo. Then we got betting, got DFS and picks for the conference championship. Don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. Bogman Welsh, thank you guys for tuning in with us on this football weekend. Lots of other sports looming. Deshaun Watson is what our big conversation was just finishing up. And, you know, if I could give my place, Bogman says if he were traded, Jets are his spot, but he does not think he's going to get traded. Similar to what Salisbury says, I would agree. As soon as a Bieniemy signing is official, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to say there's no chance that they're going to let Watson go for unless a team goes insane. But at the end of the day, I think Bieniemy is going to have to sign off on this. And I think part of the reason that Bieniemy takes the gig, I mean, there's two parts. The guy's deserved a head coaching shot for a long time, but it would be because of Watson. He's going there because you have your franchise quarterback and you can build around this guy for a long time. And Watson has wanted him. Now, if Houston were to pull a 180 and not bring in Eric Bieniemy, that changes up the whole scope. So right. I'm going to say at this moment, regardless of how fractured things have been, I don't think he's going to get traded. If he were to get traded, I'm really torn. Like I'm as much as I want the 49ers one to happen, I just don't think it does because there's a lot of money with Garoppolo and what would the Niners give up? And I don't know. I gotta be honest with you, I'm just not sure how much Shanahan is going to place on having to have that type of, like, they need a quarterback, but I'm not sure they'd be willing to decimate, you know, a bunch of future picks and Garoppolo. I think they would go back in. So I don't think that's a possibility. I think it'd be the Jets, because I also don't think the Dolphins are looking to move on from Tua. I think I agree with you. I think it'd be the Jets, but I don't think it's going to happen. But we have got to wait until Eric Bieniemy is free to go. And that's going to be, I think, the biggest sign. If he is the Houston Texans head coach, I think Watson will be okay. There'll be better communication and Bieniemy will literally say, hey, I got your back. You know, I'm going to take care of it.
There's so much still involved. You got to get a head coach. You got to see if you like any of these quarterbacks coming out in the draft and you got to see what the cap is. There's so much more involved than just trade Watson because he doesn't like being here. You know?
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, like Sal said, this is a franchise quarterback, and listen, Houston, they make horrible trades and everything is always going to be gauged against the DeAndre Hopkins trade. So they really, really want to be the guys that traded Hopkins and Watson in a two, three-year span. I don't think so. So it probably doesn't happen. Hey, we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to be talking about the playoffs. We're going to go going through our DFS lineups. We got some baseball stuff, basketball, everything. So don't go anywhere in this league. We'll be right back.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.